Blog Talk Radio.
You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Moonlight of the daytime, moonlight of the night, the light of when you call my name. And you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody, that is something you ought to do. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started a long ago.
Everybody, you know what it is. It's time to do it. Let's get ready. It's Monday. Let's go wild.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Hello, everyone. This is Psychic Jethro, and it is Monday. I hope you're ready for an actual hour of wild entertainment here on the wonderful show, Psychic's Gone Wild. It is Monday, and I said that to start, and then we had that beautiful music from Gary Wimmer on Here Comes the Sun, and I was just wanting to tease all of you. It obviously was the sun, because it took a little bit to get this show up and rolling. I know a couple of you have already emailed me. Sit back and relax. It's Monday. It's our fun day. We're going to start out with our two hosts and hostess, two very phenomenal professional individuals who've been doing not only helping individuals in life and work, but also have other things about their life that you're going to find very curious. We're going to start with our first one, and that is Bonnie Albers. Bonnie is a professional medical head nurse. She has a legal consultant. She's done private work for psychiatrists, life coach, medical residency, instructor. And Bonnie, you know, she offers you not only advice about your family, but your friends, marriage and counsel, partnerships, and in sexuality. Those of you who'd like to catch Bonnie, go to yourcoachforlife@gmail.com. We're going to turn around and talk with her. How are you today, Bonnie?
Hi, Jethro. Thank you for that wonderful, and I'm already putting the rose petals and all the music and lighting candles. I just loved your beginning music. It's all about romance and love. Hi, Gary.
Yeah, and we got Gary Wimmer here, who's from
Hi,
Houston, Texas. Hey, how are you?
Hi.
We're going to go ahead here. We've had a very phenomenal thing. Gary's a psychic intuitive master of lithmacy. That's the art of being able to use stones to do a reading for an individual. Gary is a very phenomenal psychic on his own right. He also works with, you know, past life spiritual guides, karmic ties. He is just one of the most musical, most positive individuals you've ever met. So those of you who are here on the new shows, we want to tell you 690, we love you on the coast. FM rocks, and you've made it happen. Thank you for listening in. And Gary, tell everybody, say hello.
Well, hello, folks. Good to be with you, Brother Jethro, and you, Sister Bonnie. And welcome you folks out for our September 9th, 992013. My name is Gary Wimmer. I started giving readings back in the early 70s. In short synopsis, in 1977, I had a near-death experience that I wrote about in my book, A Second Eternity. Most enlightening, liberating, and beautiful thing that's ever happened to me. Sure inspired me more than life had up to that point and continues to inspire me. In 1980, I met a lady who did a reading by reading stones called lithomancy. She taught me how to do it, and since then it's become my main method. For you listeners, in a real short, it involves 16 stones, sun through Pluto, and then six on life. And if I do it in person, the person drops the stones into this circle of leather, a little strip of leather. It's about 3.5 feet long. It makes a circle about 14 inches. When I do it over the phone, I hold the stones and ask the person to say drop. I drop the stones. And in either case, I read them from the center up toward the top and around like a clock for 12 weeks. So it covers 12 weeks in general. And also use just a regular deck of playing cards for specific questions and things like that. Often use the card same time I'm doing lithomancy. I wrote a book called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. It explains this. There's very little written on this subject or on this methodology. And I happen to be one of the few that knows how to do it because I met the right lady at the right time to teach me. So if you're the folks want to learn it, you can learn it too. Good to hear you from Jethro. Good to be with you, Sister Bonnie.
Thank you. We're so happy to have you back, Gary. It's great to hear your voice again.
Back being a double entendre, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had some back surgery a couple weeks ago, and I feel a lot better. I can walk better. A pain is out of my feet, and I'm just extremely grateful for my doctor and the people at the hospital, and people like you, Bonnie, who take care of people when they're sick. God bless y'all.
Thank you very much, Gary. We love you.
Back to you, Brother Jethro.
Okay, and back to us. Things. We're going to grab a hold of this room. We've got a bunch of people who'd like to ask that question. I do ask that because we are so busy, and to get as many of individuals in to get that few minutes to talk to Gary and Bonnie, that we limit it down to a few minutes. And, you know, we always give you the best, strongest response we have. But one thing Gary has explained to you guys, and it's true, is get with us to get the in-depth reading. So we'll give you a few minutes on the radio. Then you'll get to know what we're getting. And then for yourself, go ahead and get a hold of that person a little later for all of it. If we try to give, what we really should do is give you the whole half an hour. The other 78,3,012 people behind you will kick Jethro, and he's tired of being kicked. So what we're going to do is we're going to give each of you a few minutes, and then I do ask, we do it by name, so if you do me a favor today, this is something I found that helps a lot, I'll call out your 814 code, 403, and I call out your code and I say, hello, do me a favor and introduce yourself. This is Jethro, this is Cha-Cha, this is Hot One, whatever your name is, say that so we can go with it. It helps open the energy for us. We welcome all of you new listeners, and we just thank you for giving Psychic Scum all a shot. Let's see who we can get to start out with this. 814, you're on live on Psychic Scum Wild. How are you today?
Good.
Hi, this is Amy.
All right, Amy, we thank you, Amy. You're rocking. You were listening to me, you little cheater. I'm so excited you're here, and you're going to get to, you've heard how Gary does the readings, or would you like to have Gary explain a little bit, and he will give you a lithmancy reading live over the radio.
Hi, yes, I would.
Okay, Amy, is that correct, Amy? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, Amy, I've got these 16 stones, and I've been charging them up, and I'm putting your energy into it. In just a moment, I'll tell you I'm ready, and all you have to do is say drop, and I'll give you in general what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
Well, they're pretty warm, Amy, so anytime you feel like saying drop.
Okay, drop.
There you go. Well, you're looking back at love and starting to move forward in spite of because of what you're looking back at. You've got Neptune, the Sun, and Mars all right here in the center. So it shows a lot of things with men and maybe broken dreams or repatching them and so forth. But with the Sun right in the center, you've got a lot of ability in this first week or two to really turn things to the future to see where you want to go instead of what you've been through. And it's going to have a profound effect on you as long as you keep looking toward where you want to go, not concentrating on where you've been. Because by the second and into the third week here, it's going to have a profound effect on you in the way you see commitments in the future and how you look at them in the past, how you give them good credit for what you've learned and so forth, rather than be bothered by the maybe things that aren't completely resolved yet. It's okay. You're moving forward. You're looking at things a new way as far as commitments. And it's going to open up a lot of fresh communication in you with other people, with yourself, and the way you see life into the second and the third week here, because you're really looking at things differently. You're starting to feel things differently. There's a lot of change in your life, and that's inspiring you to, like, refreshing your whole hard drive, you know, give yourself a whole new look at life. Because by the third week, around your environment, around your place, whether it's work or home, you feel a lot more secure or stable. And it's because you're taking a very proactive view here in the next couple of days and week to move forward as opposed to looking back. And from the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, woo, a lot of things are opening up for you, a lot of fresh opportunities, feelings about your life, a lot of new stability coming in, both work and emotional. And by the sixth and seventh and eighth week here, your whole feeling about relationships has really done a complete turnaround to where you can not only heal from things in the past, but you can actually benefit probably a lot more than you think you can because of things in the past. So you're going to be learning a lot through this period that, bottom line, toward the end of this three-month period and beyond, your whole feeling about love is going to be turned around quite radically, and you're going to have a new sense of like having magic back in your life. You know, you press button A, door A opens, you know. Does this make sense to you, girl?
Yes. Especially on the lines of career.
Well, that's happening, too. By the second and third week, you're getting good ideas about that, too. You might be getting some more training, learning some new things here that are going to help you in this process of updating. So don't be worried about that. If you go through some additional training, it's going to help you. But keep your confidence up, because when you go through this change in the next week and a half, your ability to communicate is going to be better. Sell yourself to people. Don't be afraid of winning. Don't be afraid of selling yourself 150%. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, that's in a nutshell what I see for you, girl. And I'm going to turn it over to Bonnie to add to the mix.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I would love you to ask me a romance or relationship question.
Okay. Can relationship be career-related, or does it have to be?
Oh, it can be any type of relationship. It can be with your mom, your sisters, your brothers, a significant other, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a pet. Relationships are all and the above.
Okay. Not job-related, though.
Well, you know, I so love, and I would love to answer anything that you might be interested in or that you are unsure of. I do feel that that you are unsure of a few things, so I'm waiting for a question from you. Anything, throw anything out that you can that you're thinking about with love and relationships.
Okay. Well. Let's see. Can this be with children then?
Sure.
Okay. Well, my son is having a little bit difficulty with school then, and that has me really concerned.
How old is your
son?
So
what do you see?
How old is
this is his first year of school, so he's 5.
Okay. Does he have any, have you worked with him with any alphabets and things that, you know, when you go into like kindergarten?
Yeah, he's real intelligent.
Okay. And what about his social, you know, social skills of 5 are so hard to, you know, to project, because that's when they're starting to learn. Actually, they learn around 3 to 5 how to interact with kids. So how do you see him interact with other children?
Well, that's where he has a little bit of a problem, because he's been always with his twin cousins.
Okay, let me give you a little suggestion, and I know that we don't have a whole lot of time, but I love when you get kids together, invite some of the kids from school over, or do a birthday, you know, something, you know, early birthday or anything on a Saturday, and start integrating the kids in his class with him. I see that he just would love to just stay with who he's with, but that's not going to be for his schooling, even taking it forward. So you want him to get in the habit of meeting and being able to project friendships to other kinds of kids. And the best way to do it is between 3 and 5 or 6, and invite all different types of kids over, even if it's just for an hour, especially kids in his class. You'll see a big change.
Okay.
Okay, I hope that helps you.
Okay. Yeah, it does.
Good, because it is really necessary at that age.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day.
Okay,
thank you. Please go on to psychicsgumball.com. Give it a chance. Look at all of them. Write to us, let us know, because we're going to be giving away some phenomenal prizes here. We have some CDs coming all the way from the United Kingdom. We've got some phenomenal books here. We've got a couple of Gary's books here waiting to go to Happy Homes. You guys are just going to love it. So, Amy, thank you for giving us a try.
Okay, thank you. Bye, Amy. Good luck.
Hello. We are loving everybody. And speaking of love, let's go ahead and get some more people that we can help real quick with it. We're going to go to 404. How are you, 404? You're on live on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you today?
I'm good. Hi, Jethro. This is Nancy.
Hello. It's been a little bit. I'm glad you chose to call in. And today I know that you need our Bonnie, so we're going to switch it up a little bit because we are wild. Would you like to talk to Bonnie right off the bat?
Sure.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Bonnie. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Just have at me. Give me a question. Tell me what I can help you with.
I just got married about a month ago, and my husband hasn't really put any effort into meeting his son, Elijah. It's been about 4 years. I don't know if he's just scared of his baby mother or what it is, but I'm just curious, when do you see that he will put an effort into me being a part of his son's life?
Well, you know, I think that it is really tough when you have blended families, and that's what you're talking about, correct? You're talking about that he has a son from...
Someone else, yes.
Yes. And what he is really afraid of is he's really afraid of rejection from that child because of what has been, you know, parents that, you know, talk, and he doesn't know what that son has heard, and he's afraid to really get involved in that child's life, because he doesn't really know how to be in that child's life and how to emotionally stay in that child's life. So if I were you, and I think he wants a relationship with him, but I think he's really hesitant, and I would just give him a lot of love and tell him that all kids need their father and mother, whether they live with them or they don't, and that he could make, and both of you could make, a happy home front always brings that child's psyche into a better place in this world, and that he does need a father, he does need a stepmother, he does need his mother, and whoever his mother ends up with, if she stays by herself or she brings somebody in. It's always, especially a father and a mother, need to have some type of in that child's life.
Okay, we thank you, Bonnie, and we're going to go ahead at that point, and we'll let Gary turn it over to you. Gary, would you like to give our phenomenal Nancy a reading?
Yeah, well, actually what I did was I just kind of moved some stones around, and I was going to add to what Bonnie said, which is very important. Caller, I forgot your name. What's your name again?
Nancy.
What I feel is you have to have more confidence in the way you communicate. Allow yourself to know that through the correct communication and being patient that you can bridge this gap, because right now you feel like this is like too broad of a lake to jump across or bridge. So I'm saying build a bridge, and it's based on communication, and it's based on you having the confidence to bring things to the surface at the right time and the right way to chip away at this fear and this doubt that you see around you from different angles, whether it's the kid, the father, and yourself. So don't be afraid of completely changing the way you communicate from a position of fear and doubt to a position of wisdom, of going to make a breakthrough, from a position of having God and the universe empower you on your side and that sort of thing. And if you take that to heart, and if you really decide to not be afraid of what you have to say and communicate, you're going to find the way to do it in a way that's much more effective, and you'll get different results. Not overnight, but it will happen, and you're going to find this problem is going to be it's not going to go away immediately, but you're going to close the gap here. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
You too. You keep your confidence up.
Thank you.
Okay, you got a good point.
Good
keep
luck.
Your confidence up. Good luck, girl.
All right.
Thank you for calling in, and we are going right on here. You guys are we're having a lot of phone things. That means we're doing good. I had someone tell me yesterday when the phones and everything start happening in your life and situations start to really get intense, it means you're going to take on a new level. And it makes sense. Remember when you were younger and you had this person get uptight with your stress, and that's when things are happening? I think it's happening because our phones are going right off the wall. 978, you were in the chat room. You said, Jethro, when am I? You're on next. Grab that phone. Let's get happy. 978, how are you today?
Good. This is Kathleen. I have a question for Gary. I was wondering if he could do my stones. Hello?
Kathleen, we can hear you just fine. And Gary's right
okay.
here, I think. Gary?
Kathleen, I'm sorry, I had my mute on.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to know if you could give me the 12-week reading, the stones.
Sure, I will. I just love your name, too. That's Kathleen's one of the most beautiful names. It really is.
I love it. A lot of people call me Kay, but I prefer Kathleen.
Oh, it's just so graceful. And you're a queen, and you're about to rediscover that, okay? That's what I feel.
Oh, good. Oh, my God. Okay, do you want me to say drop when I'm ready?
Whenever you feel like saying it, my dear.
Drop.
There you go. Well, you are in a whole new standard of determination for yourself, a whole new wall of things. There's been a lot of changes in the way you've been through love and felt love, but that's
mm-hmm.
giving you a whole new way to approach things, to see things, and to prioritize within yourself what's important about commitments. Now, this is both work, personal, and emotional. So all the changes you've been through are actually going to start giving you a lot more freedom in the way you see yourself. At the same time, it's giving you a lot of fresh security because you can hold on to the things you know are important or priorities or are very helpful for you. So as you go through this next week and a half or two, both these things are going to be happening. You're going to feel these changes about love inspire you. At the same time, you're going to have this new strength and this new foundation and new ability to make decisions in a way that you probably couldn't have even made 2 weeks ago. It's like you.
Do you see work for me?
I do see work for coming from you.
Oh,
for you.
Thank God.
And it feels like you've got the communication stone, the commitment stone right at the top. So in this next couple weeks, I can't put a date on it, but it feels like you're probably closer to it than you realize. With the commitment stone right at the top next to Mercury, it's talking about communication. It's talking about almost like fearless communication. And I tell people what my dad told me, when you look in the person's eye who's going to hire you, you sell them on yourself right then.
I can do that.
I know, because your name, Kathleen, is like a queen. That's what I'm feeling.
No, I really have that ability, and I've always been in sales. But I live in housing, and I need to know if I can do this out of the home, under the table, or do you see me out working?
It feels like at first you're doing things around your home, and then that expands into other areas here, probably by the second and third week here. You're also meeting new people who can affect you and empower you and give you new ideas,
mm-hmm.
new ways of seeing things, new possibilities. Because by the third and fourth week, I feel that things are really picking up for you.
Oh,
quite
great.
A lot. You've got a fresh sense of balance. You've gone through this first week of both feeling a little confused about things and having to deal with a lot of responsibilities. But like I said, those can kind of work together because it's giving you a whole new framework that's got, you know, yin and yang. It's helping you rebalance in a way that's helping you move forward instead of and there's also a thing with you, put your worries aside. Don't worry so much. Start using this creative mentality that you
that's
know you
true
have.
About me, yeah.
Oh, I could feel it. And it's just saying, don't worry, start being creative. You know, put all your worries aside so you can use all your energy to be inspirational to yourself and then to others. Because by the third and fourth and fifth week, this is going to work for you quite well. You're going to realize a lot of why you went through these doubts. You're going to realize how to turn them around. And from the seventh and eighth and ninth week here and on, you've got the life stone. Excuse me, you've got the sun stone, you've got the luck stone, and you've got play stone. So you're really in good shape by the seventh and eighth and ninth week. It's almost like this first week of you changing your mentality from confusion to determination. And you know what I'm talking about.
Is that this week? Is that what you're talking about this week?
Yeah, just these next couple of days of you making this decision.
Yeah.
By God, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm not going to be thrown off course. Use the changing feelings you have. Turn them into inspiration rather than confusion. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And as you do that in the next week and a half or two, you're going to find yourself selling yourself in a lot of ways better than you have already, and you're pretty good at it. So I can't put a date on exactly when these jobs are coming through, but next couple of weeks you're going to have a lot of progress in your life in that area.
Oh, that's great. Thank you
and
so much. Go
you
ahead.
You too, girl. You too, girl. Have a good day and stay inspired. And I love your name, Princess.
Okay, I have one question for Bonnie, if she can answer one.
Oh, I'd love
Hi,
to.
Honey.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Bonnie?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Okay, I have a question regarding relationship. I've been divorced 16 years, and I've been in a relationship about 15 on and off. It's not going anywhere. Do you see someone coming into my life? And I'm not looking just, I'm looking for the real deal. I'm not just looking for a date, because anyone can date.
Well, you know me, I love love. So I'm going to tell you that I see this guy you're with, or you've been off and on with for the, and you're right, he's not going to commit. After a certain amount of time, they're not going to.
Oh,
so
no,
I,
we live together, it doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't see, but I don't believe that you can move forward when you still have part of a relationship that isn't done. So I don't ever suggest anybody to get out or in of a relationship when they're living with someone. But
oh, no, I'm not. I haven't lived with him in years, and we're not even talking anymore. We're done.
Not laughing
okay.
at you, sorry.
This is done.
Because I felt that you didn't have anybody, and that's what I why
I don't. I live alone.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you that it's going to be right now your career is what's going to take precedence. And I do see that with you meeting new people, there will be somebody coming in. When you talk about the real deal, and it's funny because I made a whole page about negotiables and non-negotiables that I'll do it another time. But, you know, it takes sometimes people say they have to kiss a lot of frogs to get to the prince.
Yeah.
So I don't believe you shouldn't go out, and I don't believe you shouldn't meet, and I don't believe you shouldn't mingle because you're looking for the real deal. I believe that the real deal comes when you do that. So to me, get out there, go meet people, go mingle. If you have to have a few dates that don't work out, to me, it's just meeting people and making another relationship. But the real deal will come, but you have to get out there, and you have to put yourself out there for that.
Yeah, it's just because of finances. I have not been able to go out and mingle, and I'm not the type to stay in. And I mean, I can go in to a bar or whatever, a nice place, sit at a bar stool, and I pity the poor guy sitting next to me because I never shut up. You know? It's like,
well, you know what? You're like me, so I understand, and usually what will end up happening is you help them, and it's kind of like then you leave, but I totally understand that, because I'm like that too, and I don't like telling people how to look for men or how to look for women, but I am a big fan of social media, and I will tell you why, which is all your groups. I think you can talk to them. I know people who have met very in-depth.
What do you mean, the computer?
Yeah, dating sites.
I'm on Plenty of Fish, but I'm not having any luck. And my picks, I think, are very pretty.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know plenty of people that are on all of those. And you need to get on several of them. So one will work for you. And I really believe that's how you're going to meet somebody. I like Match.com, eHarmony, you can name them all. I don't really recommend any or don't. But you can't just put your name on one because all my clients, they do all of them. So you go for that and look at what you're putting in there. Make sure what you're putting in would be.
I think I'm being too strict with what I want.
Yeah, open up. Because I've got to tell you, and again, I wish I could read you the negotiable and non-negotiable list, but your negotiable lists are all the things that you're making yourself strict about, because they all can be worked out, what they look like, what they feel, what they read. That can all be worked out after you establish something. What are non-negotiables are things that you absolutely will not put up with in a male or a female, and that should be all things that are hurtful to you, non-equal. So open up your profile a little bit, because I can see you've got such a narrow end that you're missing about 85% of the population. So watch what you're doing when you put that there, and just be open, because you never know who you're going to meet.
Okay. Well, thank you both for a great reading, and I appreciate it.
You are welcome, Kathleen. We love your name. And have a great day.
Okay.
Now, Kathleen, before you go, please don't. Kathleen, for you, I apologize about Friday. Do you know when you called in, we had fuses? Do you remember Friday night?
Oh, God. I kept breaking. It kept breaking up. And, oh, my good God. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. And we ended up, the computer technician was typing me. He loves our Jan. He's like, telling me all this stuff. And I go, could you help us with the tech? He's like, he couldn't get it. And he was like, he felt so bad. I want to apologize to you, but I remember you calling in and wanting the reading, and I'm just so glad that we got to you. Thank you for being so patient to Psychics Gone Wild.
Okay, guys. Thank you again. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Ditto, girl.
We are going right along. You guys, we're helping and getting people handled. We have people laughing and going crazy again. It's back to going wild. Saturday was absolutely out of this world. We had a special show, and Bonnie and Amy Kavanaugh were there to rock it. Mix 690 wrote to me, I'm supposed to let Amy know if she'd come to the other coast. There are individuals who love mermaids also on the Pacific coast. The Atlantic doesn't have to be so unselfish. Okay, we're going to go right along. I think that was a pass made at our Amy. Keep your hands off our mermaid. Warning. 631, here we go. 631, how are you doing today? 631's a little shy. We're going to go right along here. We're going into 951. Would you like to be on Psychic Gone Wild?
Yes, I would. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you.
Well, go ahead here. We'll just go ahead and let me talk, Bonnie, for a minute. I'm not trying to be rude, but you are 951. And if you'll let me go ahead and get your first name. Hello.
Lori.
Lori, we thank you. And it's been a while for you calling in. I feel your energy. Would you like to start out with our meeting with Gary? Then Gary will turn it over to Bonnie so we're not all trying to talk. I'm sorry, the phones are being a little kooky, but they just seem to like to do that.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I'd like to ask about love life.
Okay, Bonnie and I will both take a stab at that. I'll kind of drop these stones and tell you what I see, and then Bonnie can add to it, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
We lost her phone call. I'm sorry about that. We're just going to go ahead and take that for a minute. We have some phone things going, and I just take a minute here, guys, while I do a little music. I know everybody kind of likes to do the show, and we're all three working together, so please be patient with me. Sometimes I may say things that are a little silly, but it's just Jethro trying to get the show to run real smooth, and right now we're losing calls. So let's just take a minute and listen to Rocks and Rainbows.
In the past.
And that was Don't Come Crashing Down by Pat Branch. I want to thank all of you. I apologize at times when we have these, but I also know, as we were saying, there's a reason. We have more callers, more time. We'll give you a few minutes each and go with that. I do want to thank Gary and Bonnie for being so patient to give us their time and coming professionally. As we know, I have some other individuals. If you could limit contacting me physically from my other events, just call my phone number and my assistant will be there to help you. I love all of you guys, but I really can't take time from the radio show at the same time because there's only one of me here. 631, thank you for calling. Thank you for going, wow, would you like to talk to us?
Yes, how you doing today?
Great, and you are?
My name is Don, and I'm calling from New York.
Don, you're from New York, and I want to thank you so much. And would you like to talk to our phenomenal Bonnie or Gary? And let's just choose who you want to go with at this point.
It doesn't make a difference. I'm actually calling about my career.
Mm-hmm. Don, have I ever given you a reading before?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. There was a Don in New York that I gave a reading to that just wanted. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a short idea of what I'm seeing for your in career in general. I use these 16 stones, and when you say drop, I'll drop them, and I'll tell you what I see. Okay, so all you have to do is say drop whenever it feels good for you.
Drop.
Okay. Well, it feels like you've got experience from the past and jobs from the past. Are you jobless right now?
No, actually, I work for myself.
Oh, okay. Well, that's one. Because you've got the magic stone pointing toward the commitment stone here right in the center. And that's showing that the things you've done, the things you've already accomplished,
mm-hmm.
It feels like they're already they're going to help you take the next step up, probably first with yourself and then with other people. Because it feels like in the next week and a half to two, you're going to be making a lot of decisions on a very practical basis about where you want to go. And you have to sort of get clarity in those decisions first before you actually can make the jump to expand.
Okay.
So in a way, it's you deciding, in a pragmatic sense, deciding between this and this or this and this and coming to some conclusions so you can put all your energy into that working rather than feeling like you're scattered or you're juggling a lot more, or you're not certain. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I work for myself, and sometimes it gets a little scary and a little.
I've been a self-employed musician and psychic my whole life. I've never been booked up more than about a month or two in advance in my life, so I know. But what you already have in the pocket is good experience for you to grow on, as long as you allow yourself to see it's not a trap. It's
right.
Not limited. It's like something that you can grow and expand on. And that's why I say you take a fresh look at it all in the next couple weeks or so, next couple days or so, and realize what you can expand on and what you can't, and where you can expand, do it. And also, so you start looking for like connections beyond your environment, beyond what
you're connected
with.
Right, yeah, I have been doing that, yeah.
Yeah, that's very helpful for you because in the second and third week, you're going to get a lot of return on that, even if you have to recontact people again and
right.
kind of remind them in a very positive way. That seems to be building up a lot of strength for you. Because what you're conquering here in the third and fourth week is your fear of sort of working by yourself. You're
right.
getting a lot of fresh information about how you can conquer your fears. So you can have a lot of expansion, not only along the lines that you plan, but sort of bring some like fresh luck back in your life to where things are just happening sort of out of the clear blue. That comes about as you like reprogram yourself in the next week and a half or two, step by step, of seeing everything that's working rather than everything that's not working.
Right.
Seeing everything that can grow rather than worrying about it. So it's almost a change of mindset here in the first week or so that's going to bring you not only expansion in the short term, but it's going to set you up on the long term where you have a very lucky cycle about your decision making. So don't let your fears run the show. Let your expansive, creative mind, that
okay.
sort of thing. And as you do that, you're going to find a big change coming on the next week and a half or two. That's in general what I'm seeing, brother. And I hope that helps you. I hope it makes sense.
Yeah, no, it's actually funny because I had a guy contact me last week. He was somebody I spoke to probably about a year or so ago because I was working for a company. I got laid off, and I've been working for myself. So I was kind of doing both. But then when I got laid off, I just threw all my energy into the business. And this guy that I spoke to about almost a year ago when I first got laid off about a job, he called me last week and asked me if I'd be considered doing something totally different, like investing in real estate on top of what I'm doing. So I'm trying to cultivate something with him also, which was kind of interesting, kind of came out of the blue.
Yeah, that's what I see more of. I see more of that sort of thing as long as you quit feeling like you're trapped. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
As long as you think, do you think expansive, the universe is going to respond in expansiveness to you. It's always a challenge. But it's a decision we make at every moment. Is the universe on my side or is it screwing me around? You know?
Right, right.
See it on your side, brother, and you open up your miracles again.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
You too. I'll pass it on to Jethro or Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Bonnie?
I am doing wonderful. Gary is so right, but I just want to ask you, because what I see is, and it's been, you know, it's been resonating your whole reading with Gary, but I always say when you do your research and something feels like it's got to push through, again, like Gary said, go with it, because I see if you micromanage everything, you stay small. Once
right.
you relinquish some of your power or some of your duties to someone else, meaning you might have to expand, you might have to hire someone, that's when everything starts to grow. So don't keep it so small. Just do your research first.
I definitely will. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Do you have anything?
You guys have a great day. Yeah?
You too.
I'm sorry.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Have a nice day. We're glad you called in, and we're continuing on. And one thing now is we've got many more to go. 315, you're on live. How are you today, 315?
Good, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in. You're so nice to wait while the thing goes staticky and wild. And this is Jethro. I've got Bonnie and Gary cornered. They're ready to grab you. Are you ready to ask them by your name and tell them your name and ask you your question? Well, I'm turned around. I got to find my caboose. What happened to this train?
I love trains.
And what's your name, sweetheart?
My name's Anas.
Anas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you like me to give you a general 3-month reading, or do you have a specific question, or both, or either?
Well, how about a 3-month reading with a gentleman by the name of Tom?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Just tell me, drop whenever you feel like it, and I'll tell you what I feel about it. So all you have to do is say, drop. There you go. Now, you're dating this guy named Tom now? Is that what you were saying?
Well, it's, I don't know, it's like a lot of flirting, talking, and I'm confused, I guess you could say.
Well, I also feel like it's helping you, look at commitments the way you want. It's helping you conquer some of your fears. You've got the magic stone right next to commitment stone and Saturn and Pluto and life stone and Uranus, and even though that may not make much sense to you, what it's showing me is you're learning a lot through this process, learning to get over your fears so you can make decisions without feeling like no matter what you decide, it's going to be bad. You see what I'm saying? And this is, you don't want to live your life debating between bad decisions and worse decisions. You want to spend your life choosing between better and best decisions.
Right.
So as you look at this experience you're going through right now, just the next week and a half or two, you're going to learn a lot about your own fears and doubts. And the more you do that, the more you can throw the fears away. When you recognize what they are, you can deal with them. It's the skeletons in the closet that bother us. But when they get out and you see them, then you can go, you know what? I'm not afraid of that anymore because that's just BS. So as you go through this next week, even though you feel uncertainty, let it inspire you to change the way you look at yourself and relationships and your own self-worth. That's going to allow you by the second, third, and fourth week to have a completely different feeling about love, and then you're going to know how to deal with this guy. You're going to know how much to let him in your life, whether he's the guy, and so forth. But and by the ninth and twelfth week, you have a lot of this relationship stuff not only solved in your life, But beyond this 3 month period, you're able to make a lot of decisions that are expansive for you in general. So this first week and a half to two has you being able to deal with your doubts and your fears, so you're choosing between best options and not worst options. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I don't have a lot of luck in love.
Pardon me?
That's my field.
Huh?
Well, I'm going to hand it over to Bonnie. That's kind of what I see, is these changes are actually going to help you conquer your fears and your doubts, so you get a lot more clarity and self-determination. So don't be afraid of going through this transition from doubt and uncertainty to certainty and determination. And with that, I'm going to hand it over to Sister Bonnie.
Why, thank you, Jethro. Hi.
Hi.
I love this question because I'm all about love. So if you're asking, and, you know, when I always say you bring a question to the table, you've got some doubts going on here, correct, about this gentleman?
Well, yeah, because he was like gung-ho talking to me till almost 2 o'clock in the mornings, and all of a sudden he still texts up on me, kind of. Like, you know, I talk to him every day, but it's like things have changed, and I don't know if it's his work, because he is involved with a lot because he's a veteran. He's highly involved with the veterans. And so I don't know if it's his workload, and the anniversary of his mother's death just happened, so that upset him. But it's just like something has changed, and I don't know if it's me or if it's on his side.
Well, can I ask, how long has this relationship, that you say it just started, or 3 months ago? I'm not quite sure.
It ended up like a business relationship, and, you know, uh-huh. We got along really good, and it went from business. You know, I mean, it's not like romantic, but we talked that way. And and then I kind of said, because I came from a business family, not to mix business with pleasure, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if he threw him off or what, but I don't know.
Well, here's my suggestion, because I love veterans. So I said, I think they've done us great service. So I would really work on your communication. I think this gentleman has a lot more that he has not told you. And to me, I would absolutely, I believe in talking. I believe that love does sometimes start in the workplace, and I wouldn't limit that. But I definitely think you and him need to sit down and have a talk, or just on the phone. And express to him what you're telling us, because I think you'll get a lot of answers from him and a lot of misconceptions to be cleared up if you just open up and talk to him. Communication with this gentleman is very important, and you might find out that your communication might not work at first, but if you keep talking and you are really interested in him and him you, that it is going to open up. But the communication I can feel is you're not telling him exactly how you feel and what your fears are, and I think he isn't either. So you need to really talk.
Okay.
Right. And that's my suggestion. Just open up, and I think you'll find a lot of information when you do that.
Well, like, he comes up every weekend, and he'll even spend the night, but there's nothing intimate. You know, we haven't crossed that line. You know what I mean? He's a dentist, but that way.
Well, that's why I'm saying I really believe the communication, there's some mixed communication here, and I don't know on whose part, but when you're honest and open and if you want to take this to the next level, he might want to take this to the next level. It's something you both need to sit down and talk about, because if you do this, I think this relationship is just going to stay platonic for a long period. So you need to get your intentions out there, girlfriend, and if they're the intentions you want, let's find out what his intentions are. That way you're not going another 4 years or so without looking for somebody.
Right, right. That's kind of where I'm at, you know,
yeah.
And I feel it's fair to him either, you know?
No, it isn't, and you can have a great friendship if it stays friends, and you can know where you're going. I never believe in guessing, especially, you know, with love. I believe that communication open wastes no time, and it can open up doors you never thought possible. So,
Well, I thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome, and good luck. Let us know how it works out.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good luck,
have
girl.
A great day.
You too.
Loving it, you guys. We're down to the last minute. We're reaching in the barrel. We have just about 5 minutes to really help this individual. So these two are going to do what they do the best, and that's help someone fast, efficient, and quickly. It's going to be the 2 to 3 minute apiece so that we whip them through, but it looks like out of all of our wild looks on all of our, man, 254, you're next. How are you, 254?
Hello. I'm doing good today.
Good. Would you like to give us your name? And quickly, I'll pass you to Gary. He's ready to roll.
I'm Becky.
Becky, how are you, girl? You're doing good. Good, good, good. Well, while you've been talking and I've been saying good, 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 wishing you good, 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 I've been charging these stones. And all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you in general what I'm seeing for the next couple months for you, okay?
Okay, drop.
There you go, girl. Well, you're ready to go. And one thing I can say that you're doing very well now, you've been processing a lot of things, and you're starting to really see the glass half full because of that. It's a very good sign what you're letting go of, because right next to Jupiter is Pluto, and Pluto's the part you're letting go of. Jupiter is always bringing good things. So emotionally, you're about to get a whole new feeling about your life because you know what? You want it, and you're ready, and you're tired of processing stuff that doesn't move you forward. So now, in the next week and a half to two, you're working on a whole new series of fresh dreams and hopes and aspirations. It's going to help you with balance and relationships. It's going to help you on a practical level with business and duties and responsibilities you have to go through. So seeing one side of the one side of the wall allows you to look at the other sides of the wall and realize that maybe you're not really trapped in a room. You just have to expand your thinking such that by the second and third week here, your feeling about business, about relationships, about your life is really coming to play very well. And from there on, you're getting a whole bunch of luck coming in about the fourth and fifth and sixth week because you're starting this first week with going, you know what, here's where I want to go. Here's what I want to happen. You already know what holds you back, and you've been doing a pretty good job of dealing with that. So give yourself credit and move forward, because by the fourth and fifth to the seventh and eighth and ninth week, your life's going to open up in a lot of ways that you're ready with a whole new fresh feeling about love, about place, about decision-making, about being spontaneous again. So, again, it starts with you closing the deal on this little bit of healing that you've still been doing reaching the 100-yard line so you can be in a new race that brings you a lot of satisfaction. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I've been working on a love relationship, and I've had readings that tell me we're getting close to him committing, and it keeps going back and forth. He's got some issues, and feels like it's getting down to the burning point right now.
Yeah, but where I see you as empowered is being fearless about this. Just fearless. You know, if it works, fine. If it doesn't, fine. You're not going to let yourself be brought down. And that's where I think you the main thing you've gained over this. And once you become fearless, you can, as Bonnie knows and says, communication becomes easier because you're just not afraid. Now, I'm going to turn it over to Bonnie. I didn't realize our time's running closer. Good luck, girl. You can always listen back on the archives. Bonnie, it's to you,
thank
baby.
Thank you so much, Gary. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm pretty good today. It was a good morning.
Oh, I am so happy. Give me the love. Give me the love. Tell me what you're looking for.
Well, I've been in a relationship a year with a man named Ron, and he's getting to the point where he wants to possibly to commit, and he told me the other day I was his best friend. So I was just wondering, are we getting to the point that I've been working for all this time?
You know, I see I work with my guides, and they're showing me a big yes. He has a lot of questions, and the best friend for him was a great hurdle. He wants to be with his best friend, and that's important to him. Not everybody would love that statement because they want to be their lover or they want to be their romantic. But what I see with him is that's the most important thing for him. He has the rest. And so when he said to you that you are his best friend, he is starting that commitment process. So I think you're looking at a great guy who really does like you and is in, falling in love with you or in love with you. And I think that he does have some issues, and I can see them. But I do think you're working towards that commitment, and I think you're going to get what you want.
I hope so. He's starting to become my best friend now. It's a little hard, but...
Go ahead, take it. You know what? With it, when somebody says they're your best friend, they want you to give them time. Because a best friend is always with you, and they don't worry that you're going to leave. So please don't put any, like, time on this. I do see him moving forward. If it gets stale, I would say, you know, another, you know, it's not going to move forward as quick as you'd like, but it is starting to move forward, and that's what you have to ask, you know, and see for yourself.
Thank you, everybody. This has been Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro Smith, Bonnie Albers, and Gary Wimmer, and we are going to sign out. Look forward tomorrow to that musical psychic, Pamela Cummings, here. So this is going to be the month to call. Jatana will be here from the United Kingdom, an angel reader from across the sea. Tune in then. You will love it, I guarantee.